Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from the University of Central Florida, offering their Master's of Science in Data Analytics program. Designed to enhance skills in data analysis and machine learning, the new Artificial Intelligence track offers specialized courses to deepen understanding of AI technologies and their applications. More at ce.ucf.edu/data.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. The arts will fill the streets of downtown Orlando this weekend, literally. The Immerse event takes over 10 city blocks in the heart of downtown with hundreds of performances and interactive art installations, featuring everything from global arts organizations like Blue Man Group and Cirque du Soleil to local artists, both established and emerging. Attendees will walk through the streets to discover all different kinds of art, some performed on stages, some more like unexpected artistic encounters, says Cole Neesmith. He's the founder and artistic director of Creative City Project, the organization behind Immerse.
Immerse is all about meaningful shared experiences. And for us, that is creating meaningful moments between artists and audience. It means creating meaningful moments between strangers in the street. One of my favorite memories was from last year. Just this incredible arts organization called Mesh, who will be back again this year. We're doing this performance. And then they unleash this giant sheet over the heads of the audience. And all of us were under this sheet, just dancing with strangers alongside of each other. And that kind of connection, I think, is the kind of transformative connection and transformative, unexpected experiences I love about Immerse.
Can you hit some of the highlights for me? What's new for this year? What is attention grabbing? What are people talking about?
In the past, we have welcomed a British arts organization called the Architects of Air. They are back this year and actually currently operating on the front yard of Dr. Phillips Center. It is a 10,000 square foot inflatable structure made of translucent materials. And so as you walk through it, you see these beautiful colorful patterns, and then there's these corridors of colorful light. There's ambient music playing. It really is a beautiful and relaxing experience. So that's one of our large-scale kind of immersive art experiences. And then we welcome Blue Man Group performing on a stage right in the middle of Orange Avenue. We have Cirque du Soleil, who will be flying acrobats from cranes. We have the Orlando Vocal Collective, which is about 20 musicians, 20 of the best musicians from across Central Florida who are coming together to do a medley of Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey music. And all of it is in the context of a bunch of unexpected encounters and surprises in the alleyways and parking garages and little nooks and crannies of downtown.
I was looking over the arts roster and boy, is it huge. How many different groups do you have performing this year?
It's over 150 different groups. We had our call to artists, as we do every summer, this past May, and we had our largest response ever. And a large majority of those arts organizations call Central Florida home, but we have artists from across the state, across the country, and some from around the world.
Cole, tell me why this project is important to you personally.
I live with the deep belief that artists have the ability to transform our community for the better. And as I think about my kind of creative network of friends and relationships, I want to do everything I can to make sure that those creative people, those artists, are able to call Orlando home. And I believe by bringing all of these artists out into the streets and public spaces of the city, by connecting them with literally tens of thousands of residents of and visitors to Orlando, it does transformational work in the life of the artists, in the life of the audience, and overall in the long-term life and perception of what Orlando truly is.
In looking over the artists, I saw there was a Mexican dance troupe, there was a flamenco band, there was an Asian performance troupe. Can you talk about the tapestry of arts that go on along the streets of downtown Orlando during Immerse?
Absolutely. This, I think, is one of my favorite things to talk about, actually. We have artists representing cultures from across the world. And, you know, as our audience comes out and experiences dancers from Mexico or South America or Polynesian culture or Thai culture, as we come together as a community, we get to experience the beauty of the diversity that is Orlando, Central Florida, Orange County. We are a diverse community. And I think that's one of the things that makes our community beautiful. And so the opportunity to bring those artists together, platform them on the stages in the middle of the city, is a true representation of who we are as a people.
When a person arrives, give them the image of what it may be like to walk through the closed streets of downtown Orlando and see all the sights and sounds around them.
So when people come into downtown Orlando, I love that there are maybe those big names that they're coming for, the things that maybe draw us to drive into downtown, find a parking space, and come out and enjoy Immerse. But I think people keep coming back to Immerse because of all of the unexpected things we encounter as we're walking across the city. I have, you know, a personal experience, a memory that really stands out to me. I was a few years ago moving quickly from one stage to the next, probably going to solve a problem in the middle of the event. And I came upon this group of maybe five women, all of them probably over the age of 60, and they were carrying a plastic lawn chair. And they said, "Hey, could you sit in this chair for a minute?" And I made the right decision to say yes. And I sat down in that chair and they sang this lovely a cappella song that they had written, that they wrote it in such a way that they could insert my name into the song. And I just closed my eyes right there in the middle of the city and allowed this song to kind of wash over me. And afterward, I asked them what they were all about. And this group of women goes into hospitals and go from room to room and learn the name of the patient and just sing these healing, peaceful, beautiful songs over people. And so to have those kinds of experiences in the middle of a massive event, in the middle of a bustling downtown, I think really, for me, embodies those special one-of-a-kind experiences that I know people will have when they come to Immerse.
What a beautiful story.
I know, I loved it.
This is also kid-friendly, right? Family-friendly.
Oh, one of the things I love about Immerse is you're going to see parents pushing strollers. You're going to see people with walkers walking down the middle of Orange Avenue. You're going to see groups of friends in their 20s. You are going to see high school students. Immerse is not only a beautiful event that encompasses the diversity of culture, but it truly is an event for every age. There's something truly for everyone.
That was Cole Neesmith, founder and artistic director of Creative City Project, the organization behind Immerse. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.